Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it? And you never bothered to buy two new ones? Or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a loss for it? It's like 2 years enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Well, hello, David, and hello, listeners. You are indeed tuned into Revolution Rock. On this edition of the show, we're going to be bringing you a few selections we've been meaning to play for a while. Brand new music from Kim Gordon, Yard Act. We're going to play some material from Spectres, Cult Crime, a new track from the Jesus and Mary Chain from their latest release. As well, we're going to start off the show with a brand new release from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, and much, much more. In fact, something that we're kind of going back to, we're going to be doing a little bit of freestyle and a little free improvisation during the curation of the playlist. We just have kind of a smattering of CDs and albums around us. We're just going to be kind of selecting it, composing a playlist by ear. So it might be a little bit of chaotic neutral tonight. Hopefully not chaotic evil, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, don't let that dissuade you from listening.
Never. If anything, that should be more of an influence for you to stay tuned to us.
We're just as unprofessional as always, so don't let that dissuade you.
We will never, never waver from that. But folks, this also means we have a greater opportunity to fulfill requests. So if you have anything you might want to hear on this edition of Revolution Rock, we would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 519-971-3630. And good news, if you're listening from Detroit or out of town, in fact, around the world, you can actually give us a call as well at 1-855-344-2526. A big thank you to everyone listening on iHeartRadio, listening on any of the stations that syndicate the program throughout Canada, and of course, worldwide at cjam.ca.
And we should also say that regardless of when we're doing the show live, you can always call in and make requests and tell us what you think. Hopefully it's not too harsh.
Hopefully send those good positive vibes our way. Rev Rock is a show that's always about trying to expose great new bands and hopefully not be a downer. So we'll see what happens.
Well,
With that, we have a very sad song to start off the show.
On that note, the opening track that we're going to play, which is the first single from the forthcoming album by Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, the album is called That Delicious Vice, and the track is called Wicked World, and it features Alice Bag. Now, it's an interesting collaboration. Mm-hmm. Kid Congo has been working with Alice Bag for a TV show, although I can't recall the name of the show. They did some collaborative music for that, and then Alice Bag is on this album. And also, the Pink Monkey Birds are a three-piece on this album. Last time they were a four-piece, so a little bit of changes, although it's still great. And we're going to start off with this track to begin this edition of Revolution Rock. It's called Wicked World, here on Revolution Rock, on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Evil or just insane? Is she evil or looking like it's going to be a hot one out on the lake today. You know it rained all last week. If fish think at all, that is. Maybe that's why the opinions gathered by the think tanks always stink. They only ask the thick fish with fat fins and toothless grins, or mouth and no ears, fizzing with thick ideas.
Do you remember fizzing fish? Used to drop them in your drink and watch the bubbles strip the crystal from the gelatin. Do sick fish sink? They float to the top though when they're dead though. The things going on in my head, you know, I'm with me. Dead weird. The man I've become wouldn't abandon the boy I used to be. So come down here and talk to me. I've been dragged through the mud until I'm so washed up it feels good. You just can't trust an open book. Told everyone everything I've ever known. Now everybody knows I was accident prone. Out on the lake, followed on from the hottest day I could ever recall, if memory serves correct. I can't remember them all, see, but I spoke to the fish though, and as it goes, the weather is irrelevant when they're nibbling at my toes. I'm sipping away the cornflakes of my own self-loathing. A wolf in sheep's clothing, I'm a danger to my own health. You gotta love yourself, see, so I'm taking my own ego down to the booster of the soul. Come find me, I'll be wearing a dead carnation on my. Chance you had in this life to get back on track, you prat. Yeah, not much has changed my end. Though now most of my opposable thumbs are all gone. Eyelids here, I've lost trust too. Made Mother Nature faint. Sweating buckets when she saw my face. She started shaking again. Blood sugar levels remain unstable. It was a mess. She's on the edge. A world was that on me. I'm glad you came back though. It's a long road to walk alone. I should have known, but I'm accident prone. Same addiction in the kitchen, just to sweeten up the mix. It happened so fast, I broke the one thing I could ever fix. How about one last crack at it before we quit the biz? It's complete and I'm a Swiss. But only you know how I feel. There's no such thing as mistakes, just the creation of new situations with which we have to deal. So here we are. You can't have it both ways. But no one's really checking in. So stay strange and be ace. Keep that silly grin plastered across your stupid face.
What are you suggesting? That parents worry too much about their children or what?
Well, I don't know.
Brands.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave K, joined with Adam P, and we just came back there from a set of some really lo-fi sounding garage rock.
Very. The fi was low on that one. That was the Gorries. We heard something from the Shaw tapes, a series of live audio recordings, probably from the audience, that took place around 1988. Really interesting stuff, though, seeing a lot of very how should I say, rambunctious renditions of these particular songs, really capturing that raw energy that Gorries were known for. We heard their live rendition of Charm Bag, one of the better-known songs from the group for sure.
Before that, we heard a track from the Cramps' second full-length album, Psychedelic Jungle. We heard a track called Under the Wires. Mm-hmm. And then before that, we heard brand new music from an artist that's playing actually at the L Club in Detroit on June 9th. That would be Kim Gordon.
Yes, the legendary Kim Gordon, probably best known for her stint in Sonic Youth, has released her latest studio album, which is really interesting, diverging a lot from the sounds we're known for her having, incorporating, of course, a lot of noise, but also elements of trap music and hip-hop to a great effect, especially on that last song we heard, Dream Dollar. Her latest release is called The Collective, and at 70, Kim Gordon is still breaking boundaries left and right. It's incredible.
Amazing. Before that, we heard, and I never heard this band before, but as we were listening, I described it as post-punk hip-hop?
Which is a pretty good talking point.
Not exactly, but...
No, I think it's not a bad comparison or a descriptor, but they are like the latest talky UK post-punk band, Yard Act. They had an album released prior to this, which got a lot of rave and critical, what should I say, kudos from the music press. And then this one is just incredible, really trying to develop their sound into new ways. Yard Act's sophomore record is Where's My Utopia, and we heard Fizzy Fish from that.
I'm wondering, have you seen what the artwork looks like?
Yes, I have.
Can you describe it for the listeners?
Apocalyptic skull... from, I think, a person exploding from having Pop Rocks with a fizzy fish soda. That's my guess.
Okay. It's a painting, I think.
It is a painting. Very grotesque. Really good. Yes. Yeah, do yourself a favor. Check that out. Speaking of post-punk and post-punk legends, we heard from the Jesus and Mary Chain prior to that with Girl 71. That's from their latest release, Glasgow Eyes, the second release since the band reformed, since reconnecting in the early 2010s.
And then we started off with more new music from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, Kid Congo Powers, perhaps best known as for his brief stint in several bands, including The Cramps and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He has played a lot of music in a lot of different groups and is a legend in himself as well. Mm-hmm. We heard a new track from the latest release, This Delicious Vice, which is coming out at the end of April on In the Red Records. And we heard the lead single that features Alice Bag. And she's actually on several tracks on this album. The song we heard was called Wicked World.
So we're going to be playing a little bit more Canadian content in this next block, and we're very excited to be bringing you some news. If you haven't heard it already, I didn't know there would be any more recordings to unearth from this group, but the Scenics have announced that there is going to be a new archival release of some previously unreleased material.
Yeah, from 1976, it's called New in Town, which I believe is either a song lyric or from one of their songs. But anyways, it's from 76 with the original lineup. They did have a few drummers throughout their time as a band, but apparently they've just recorded a lot of stuff. And I as well did not think there would be another archival release, because there was a rumor that they were going to reissue their full-length release, their first one, which I'm hoping does happen one day. But this is pretty cool too, a lot of unreleased songs. So we're going to start off with a track from New in Town. It's going to be released through the wonderful Vancouver-based label Supreme Echo, that puts out obscure and rare punk and post-punk from the late 70s and early 80s. And it's almost always Canadian stuff, too. Anyways, the track we're going to hear, Adam, would you like to try to pronounce it?
Yes, it's Garth Hudson.
It's not Garth Hudson.
No, I said Garth Hudson.
Oh.
G-A-R-T-H-U-S-O-N.
I thought you said Garth Hudson. I'm like, nope.
Well, that's probably why they named it that.
Maybe.
Regardless, that's what we're going to hear. So here we are, kicking off some music for Scenics before we get into Little Girls, Spectres, and more in this edition of Revolution Rock.